color in the boardroom. I know what you're capable of. I've seen what you've gone through. I know that you'll make a party out of what you do. And when you move away, we'll watch you grow from a distance. A star expanding on a brilliant mission. We'll be swinging on the playground just on separate coasts. Shouting, keep going, sis. You're the motherfucking GOAT. When you move away, we'll watch you grow from a distance. A star expanding on a brilliant mission. We'll be swinging on the playground just on separate coasts. Shouting, keep going, sis. You're the motherfucking GOAT. Yes, yes, lioness. That's my sis. 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 Life, love, and other mysteries. What's the point of this? You say make a dent in history. Seal it with a kiss. Throw back to your surfer days. You're still yelling, catch the wave. Next door, next level, seize the day. I know you'll keep shuffling those tarot cards. Know that home is never far. Our bond's undeniable. You were my first miracle. Sister, I'm so proud of you. Do what you came here to do. Keep counting your angels and the baby steps to moon. And when you move away, we'll watch you grow from a distance. A star expanding on a brilliant mission. We'll be swinging on the playground just on separate coasts. Shouting, keep going, sis. You're the motherfucking GOAT. When you move away, we'll watch you grow from a distance. A star expanding on a brilliant mission. We'll be swinging on the playground just on separate coasts. Shouting, keep going, sis. You're the motherfucking GOAT. Yes, yes, lioness. That's my sis. Yes, yes, lioness. That's my sis. Yes, yes, lioness. That's my sis. Yes, yes, lioness. That's my sis.
count of three, imagine yourself in your ideal place of relaxation. One, two, three.
You are listening to
Spit in your ear.
On C.
And this is IET.
R. 101.9
FM.
Howdy. You're listening to Spit in Your Ear on CITR 101.9 FM or streaming live at citr.ca. This is the Music Affairs Collective show, and I'm one of your hosts. My name is Finn.
And I'm your other host. My name is Maya, and you're listening during 24 hours of student power.
Yeah, this is the Music Affairs Collective, where we talk about all things music and the things going on within it. And this week, our show is focused on quarantine songs or quarantine albums. So it's songs that are meaningful to you over the last 6 months during the COVID-19 pandemic and just kind of how your relationship with music has evolved over this over the course of this pandemic.
And everybody is joining us via Zoom remotely from different places, which is complicated but different, and everyone's on separate territories, but CITR is obviously on unceded territory of the Musqueam people.
If we just, everyone wants to go around and introduce themselves and say hi.
I can start. I'm Maya, co-host, pronouns are she, they, and to make this easier, we can just do Eva, then Natalie, and then Maria. Do your introductions.
Cool, I'm Eva, and my pronouns are she, hers.
I'm Natalie, and my pronouns are she, hers.
And I'm Maria, and my pronouns are also she, hers.
Cool. Yeah, so I guess we'll just get right into it. This show's mostly just going to be us introducing music and talking about music. And so the first song I brought is a song called Drab Measures off of the self-titled album Crack Cloud by Crack Cloud. And it was an album I found fairly recently within the last 2 months, and it's because of the COVID-19 pandemic that I'm living in a new city and working at a music studio that Crack Cloud recently came and worked at, and that's how I got introduced to them. And they're a Vancouver-based collective that has a bunch of different artists and filmmakers and musicians, and they're all very cool. And this album is just significant because I listened to it a lot over the last 2 months. Yeah, and so we'll play that now.
Thank you.
them and I did them and I did them in the law. Did them in the law, cause I did them in the law. Did them and I did them and I did them in the law. Did them in the law, cause I did them in the law. Did them and I did them and I did them in the law. Did them in the law, cause I did them in the law. Did them and I did them and I did them in the law. Did them in the law, cause I did them in the law. Did them and I did them and I did them in the law. Did them in the law, cause I did them in the law. Did them and I did them and I did them in the law. Did them in the law, cause I did them in the law. Did them and I did them and I did them in the law. Did them in the law, cause I did them in the law.
fit with on the back of me in the bed. Then you know, then you know, then you know, and you're proud of the SS on the quiet bit. Then you know, then you know, then you know.
Welcome back. You're listening to Spit in Your Ear on CITR. And you just heard Drab Measures by Crack Loud. And then the second song was De Nina by Ata Kak. And that's a artist from Ghana who also, that album was recorded in Canada in the 80s. And it's a basically a mix of house, hip hop, and funk and disco. And I think it's a really awesome track. That
album goes crazy. That track is hard. It's really good.
It does go crazy. And it got me through a 2-week quarantine, so that's cool. So does someone want to introduce their song next, I guess? Eva, would you like to go next?
Sure, yeah. The first song that I brought was Bodies by Car Seat Headrest. And Car Seat Headrest has kind of been my quarantine band to listen to because it was the first concert that I had planned to go to that was canceled due to the pandemic. So I was kind of listening to them a lot in mourning of the show that could have been. So I really like this album, Twin Fantasy, which is what Bodies comes off of. And I think it's just a really beautiful song about not really knowing what to say or how to say it, but finding other means of communication through your body or through your just love for someone else. So that's my first song.
Most of us.
And then my second song is Depreston by Courtney Barnett. I've recently found her kind of through quarantine. I've listened to a couple of her songs before, but I just found that the concept of the song was really interesting and something I related to. It's talking about planning on moving into a new house, and you're kind of looking at it from a sterile buyer's perspective, and she starts to realize all these personal items in the house that made it a home to somebody before her. And I kind of, as a means of coping with staying at home so often, used to take my car out and drive around Vancouver and kind of pick out spaces that I believed had sentimental value to me. And it was a fun activity for a few months when you were cooped up. So those are my songs.
You said we should look out further. I guess it wouldn't hurt us. We don't have to be around all these coffee shops. Now we got that percolator. Never made a latte greater. I'm saving $23 a week. We drive to a house in Preston. We see police arresting a man with his hand in a bag. South or north, and I wonder what she bought it for.
Nice.
So my first song is The Problem with Redheads by Them or Us Too. I kind of early quarantine got into the whole shoegaze thing because it was just a very good mood for that kind of environment of not doing anything and just laying down and staring at the ceiling. This in particular I really enjoyed. I just, you know, like I rarely have paid attention to the lyrics, but it's just so soothing and her voice is so kind of like dreamy and angelic. And I actually like googled it last night, so I like had something to mention. It was really tragic. The it's like a duo and one of them died in like a warehouse fire in like 2016. So yeah, but the second member of the duo also has some solo stuff that's really great. Okay, and then my second song is Cyan Hardcore by Machine Girl. And I chose this one just because I wanted to throw in one upbeat song. And I also like 5-1 ADHD. Yeah, I got onto the whole like hyperpop glitchcore thing. So that was one of the songs from that sort of like Dorian Electra, Sophie Wido kind of thing that I really got into towards sort of like the last half of summer when you could still kind of hang out with people and it wasn't so depressing. So this was one of those songs. I think it came out around like July, so it's kind of around that time as well. And I think it's just really fun, sick beat, have a lot of cool stuff.
Yeah. If you are sick and have contracted COVID-19, the BC Centre for Disease Control recommends staying home from work, school, and away from other public places. If you must go out, avoid using any kind of public transportation, ride-sharing, or taxis. Monitor your symptoms carefully. If your symptoms get worse, call your healthcare provider immediately. Get plenty of rest. Stay hydrated. If you have a medical appointment, call the healthcare provider ahead of time and tell them that you have or may have COVID-19. For medical emergencies, call 911 and notify the dispatch personnel that you have or may have COVID-19. Cover your coughs and sneezes. Wash your hands often with soap and water for at least 20 seconds, or clean your hands with an alcohol-based hand sanitizer that contains at least 60% alcohol. As much as possible, stay in a specific room and away from other people in your home. Also, you should use a separate bathroom if available. If you need to be around other people in or outside of the home, always wear a face mask. Avoid sharing personal items with other people in your household, like dishes, towels, and bedding. Make sure all personal items are cleaned with general cleaning products after use. Clean all surfaces that are touched often, like counters, tabletops, and doorknobs. Use household cleaning sprays or wipes according to the label instructions.
Red Cat Records is an amazing artist-owned and operated record store. Shop from their diverse online music collection and get free shipping within Vancouver and the Lower Mainland with the purchase of two or more LPs. If you would like to further support them through the evolving COVID-19 crisis, you can do so by buying a gift card to use at a later date. Visit www.redcat.ca for more information.
Welcome back. We're about to hear Madonna Rocket by Show Me the Body off their album Dog Whistle. And I like this song a lot during quarantine because as a transition out of my really, really sad quarantine phase, I had a really angry quarantine phase where, shout out to Kenan, my friend Kenan and I would drive around Vancouver and blast this album on full volume and just scream. Because it was that point in time when like things just weren't feeling right at all, but like not in the sad way, just in the like, this is messed up. The simulation is going real hard and just throwing a curveball. The gag's up. Quarantine should be done by now, but it just kept going. So angry phase went on for a long time and I listened to this album over and over and over again. And I love it, so.
Yes, what?
My next song was Bluish by Animal Collective, and this song went hard for me in the pre-angry phase, really, really sad phase, where I just listened to the song over and over again on repeat, because it's like dreamy, and it would make you, like, if you listen to it over and over again, you could pretend that things were a little better than they were. So that's one reason why the song was really great. And also the song, I think, is about missing someone. So you do be missing a lot of people back in, what month was that? Like, it was the middle of the summer. So it was a song for being sad, wishing things were a little more cute than they were, and missing people. So that was that song.
Thank you.
Okay, so welcome back. The first song that I picked was a song by Elliot Smith. It's called No Name Number 3, and it's from his very first album, Roman Candle, that he released in 1993. I'm sorry, said that. But the reason I picked this song is because to me it's kind of about taking some time when things are really chaotic, and especially when, you know, when you're in your room and you're hearing all the news, it's like you can't really escape. So this song kind of did that for me. And the second song that I picked was Strong Swimmers by Said the Whale. And Said the Whale is a Vancouver-based band, and they were also, I saw them just in, I think